Well, the reason I'm calling is about my husband. We're both senior citizens, retired. We moved to Cape Cod 5 years ago from Ohio.
How do you like it here?
Oh, we like it very much. We like the ocean, and we like feeling that we're living on an island. I know Cape Cod really isn't an island.
Oh, it's pretty darn close.
Well, yes, and if you consider the Cape Cod Canal, I suppose you could say it is. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is about my husband. I found out just yesterday that a woman, a widow, who lives down the block from us, attended the same high school as my husband did. In fact, they were in the same class together. She's lived here for almost a year, and I know my husband has seen her because we've talked about her. And yet, not once ever has he mentioned to me they were classmates.
Oh, you think there's something suspicious about that?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I can't think of any other reason that he'd want to hide it from me.
How did you happen to find out?
Oh, well, actually, I learned about it from her. We bumped into one another at the supermarket, and she told me. She spoke very fondly about my husband. She even implied that at one time they shared a romantic interest. Oh, I just can't imagine why in the world he'd want to keep something like that a secret from me unless, well...
I can think of another reason. He may not remember her. I graduated from high school, gee, must be 10 years ago, and I'm sure if you asked me now, I couldn't remember everybody that was in my class.
Well, yes, but if there was a romantic interest...
You don't know that. It may have been one-sided. Maybe she had a crush on him, and he didn't even know she existed.
Well, I suppose I could explain it.
Another possibility may be that your husband decided not to tell you because he didn't want you to feel threatened knowing an old flame of his was living in the neighborhood.
Well, what do you think I should do? Should I just ignore it?
Oh, no, no. I think it's definitely preying too much on your mind. I think you've got to find out. And I think the best way is to simply ask your husband.
Well, I suppose you're right. I'm sure I would feel better. But, oh, dear, now I don't know what to do.
Why is that?
Well, because if he really doesn't remember who she is, if I remind him... It just might rekindle an old relationship.
Well, look at it this way. Would you rather he found out from you or from her? Chances are he's going to find out sooner or later anyway.
Ah, you're probably right. Still, I'm going to have to think about this.
Okay, but don't wait too long. It's not worth stewing over. Who knows, the three of you may end up becoming good friends.
Oh, I suppose so.
Anyway, I wish you luck. I think you'll find it'll all turn out for the best.
Think so? Okay, well... Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Hello, you're on Talkline. Welcome to the show.
To whom am I speaking?
Tanya Macklin.
Tanya? That's a pretty name. But shouldn't it be Tanya? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be pronounced?
Well, some people say Tanya, some people say Tanya.
I like Tanya better. Tanya is too strong for you. It doesn't match your voice. You mind if I call you Tanya?
No, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we've got that little point settled, is there something else you wanted to talk about?
Well, yes, there is. I have a problem that's been bothering me. That's the reason I'm calling.
What sort of problem?
It's not a problem, really. I seem to have trouble making friends. I don't know why. I just moved down here not very long ago. It seems whenever I meet someone and try to get to know them, they close up. Sometimes I think it's me, but sometimes I think it must be them. I can't understand why people on Cape Cod are so standoffish.
I wouldn't say they're more standoffish here than anywhere else, but I think you should keep in mind, making friends has never been an easy thing to do. A lot of people have the idea it's supposed to be easy, and sometimes they think there's something wrong with them when they don't make friends right away. It isn't easy. It never has been. It's hard, and it takes patience, and it takes time, especially if you've just moved into an area.
I understand that. Well, it seems to me most people won't even give you a chance.
Well, it may be that you're trying too hard. That can work against you. When it comes to making friends, you have to let it happen, not try to make it happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You know, you sound like someone I could be friends with.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm sure we could be. However, you have to remember that friendships are relationships, and relationships have to start slowly and grow at their own pace. If people close up when you meet them, it may be you're forcing it, trying to make the relationship become too much too soon. That could be your problem.
I don't see it as a problem. I never said I had a problem. I'm merely saying that most people you meet are not willing to give anything back.